I'd like to see a show of hands. How many of you have a degree in systematic theology? Am I in the right church? Does the name Karl Barth ring a bell? Okay, little bell, big bell? Karl Barth was a very famous Protestant systematic theologian in the last century. Very famous. He wrote many volumes on it. He never completed it. But he said that every Christian, every preacher, should have in one hand a Bible and in the other hand a newspaper. Now, what did he mean by that? Well, he meant that as Christians, we're supposed to use the Bible as our interpretive tool for interpreting what's going on in the newspaper. Not the other way around. Our society today does it the other way around. If the newspaper says boys can become girls, well, we got to find it in the Bible. No, it's the other way around. So he said, the Bible is our interpretive tool. We always need to look at it, follow it, and interpret the world, the way things are going, through the lens of the Bible. Now, that quote, everybody knows it who is in seminary, whatever, because it's a really good quote. And I would encourage all of you to think of that when you're reading the newspaper, not to say, well, so-and-so says it's true, or this scientist says it's true, but what's the Bible say? Because the Bible is our authority, not the newspaper, not CNN, not Fox News, not any earthly power. The Bible is our authority. And that's the voice we're supposed to be listening to. So we heard readings from the Bible. That was the voice of God. That wasn't the voice of some paid commentator for some for-profit media corporation. That was God's voice saying, listen to me, I'm the authority. And that's what the scriptures say today. God is the authority, and he speaks to us as the authority through the Bible and through the teachings of the church. So the people during Jesus' time were amazed when they heard him speak, not, well, I think that, or this is my interpretation. And that was going on. There were different ways of interpreting, for example, the law of divorce in Deuteronomy. There was one group of Jewish scholars that said a man could divorce his wife if he didn't think she was pretty. Then another group said, no, no, it's got to be more serious than that. So they're debating. But we don't debate like that. We say, no, the scripture is clear. The church interprets it, helps us to understand it, so that when we are faced with what's going on in the world, we know what to do and what not to do. So we should be grateful for that, because we don't have to figure it out. It's already been figured out for us. God has spoken with authority. He continues to speak with authority through the church. Moses was an authority. Jesus, obviously, the greatest authority. Paul the Apostle, an authority. Why? Because they all went back to the Father and said, this is what the Father's talking about. This is what we're supposed to do. So just going back to the idea of divorce, Jesus spoke with authority on that, and it was a radical teaching because he said, no divorce, period. In fact, that's the only time Paul does not say, I say to you, but he says, the Lord says, no divorce. That's authority. That's authoritative preaching. And so we're supposed to hear that and say, okay, fine, let's do it. Not, well, but Lord, you know, if, or what about this, or what about, no, it's very clear. Now, here's the rub. You and I were baptized, anointed in baptism to be prophets, like Moses, like Jesus, like Paul, like Isaiah. We were anointed to be prophets and speak with the authority of God, not to give new teachings. And that's what we hear from all sorts of priests and theologians and Protestant ministers saying, well, this is really the way God wants it. No, we're not called to give our own views, our own interpretations, but rather to stick to the authority that God has given to us through the church, and to proclaim the truth that God gives us, not some other truth. And that's what we have today. Unfortunately, so many voices saying, I'm the authority. I've got a degree in whatever. Well, if the degree is not in fidelity to Jesus Christ, what good is it? It's not good at all. So if we want to be good prophets, when we go out, we're not to take the newspaper and say, okay, this is what I read. Hey, you know, this is true for you. No, no, throw that newspaper. Put it in your birdcage. But the Bible, bring that Bible out and read it. And listen to how the church interprets that. We have the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which clearly puts out the teachings of the church. Now, am I saying it's easy? Does it ever get easy? Is there a magic pill? Is the pill sometimes bitter? Sure, absolutely. But the only way we can know that we are on the right track is if we listen to the authority that comes to us from God. God, who is the authority, not media, no matter who they are, no matter what they say, but rather what is Jesus Christ telling us now today through the scriptures, through the teachings of the church, that I am called to listen to and take in and then authoritatively pass on that good news. So we are, you know, I don't think Catholics or Christians in general really think or understand that when we were anointed to be prophets, that wasn't just not some nice little ceremony. I mean, we're like Samuel, we're like Isaiah, we're like Elijah. Yeah, we're on par with them. And they were called to come forward and speak with authority. Why? Because people were running this way, they were running that way. They had this high priest saying this, they had this scribe saying that. And so the prophets were supposed to come along and say, no, no, the authority is God. Listen to God. Here it is in the scriptures. So we are really, truly prophets. Think of that. If you take one word away today, we take that word prophet, and just ponder it. Maybe you want to read up. Go to Wikipedia, get a nice little definition of what prophets are and what they do. But that's what we are, truly prophets. And the prophets were sent into the world to bring the gospel, to correct people, to change people so that they can get on the right path. Because the whole point of it is this. You know, we have people who think, well, I want to do that. I don't see why he's wrong, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's erroneous thinking. We want to change their mind because we know, they may not realize it, but we know that they're wounding themselves and other people by going this way instead of straight ahead with the Lord. So as prophets, we're called out of love, deep conviction, deep love for our brothers and sisters to take the truth and proclaim it each and every day. So take that one word home with you today, prophet. Think about in your lives where you might need to step out as a prophet. You don't have to be angry or nasty, but to gently say, this is what the Lord says. The Lord is the authority. The Lord has passed down that authority to the church. We have a pope who tells us that this is the truth, no matter what the newspapers or books or people with degrees are saying, this is the truth. And so in one sense, we have a degree in systematic theology, not by studying, but through baptism. We are prophets, real prophets, true prophets, and called to prophesy, which means to go out, proclaim the gospel, to correct people as necessary, so that we can all be of one mind. One mind and one heart. So as we're nourished by the word of God, that's the authoritative word of God, we're going to be fed by the very flesh of Christ, which is true food, divine food. We're given all the things we need so that when we go out those doors, we can be the prophets we were baptized to be. So take that word with you, prophet. Ask, how have I used it? How might I need to use it? Lord, help me this week to be open to those opportunities where I can be the prophet that you baptized me to be.